All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the round two version of the Zettercast, coming off of our Game 7 win last night. I am Mike Saloom, and with me is Zetterbeard. Zetterbeard, how you doing today?
Hey, Hockey Town. We're in round two. We weren't even supposed to make the playoffs.
I know, man. And crazy enough, pulled out a round. I don't know.
We looked pretty good there. I thought we had some pretty good games in that round, and the most important was the last one, obviously.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a huge win to start things off. So, to start the week off and really start the Game 7 frenzy off. I know Zetterbeard and I currently got our TVs turned down to the current Game 7 going on, the Bruins and Leafs. But let's just cut to the chase. Let's talk about this playoff series with the Ducks.
Yeah, I thought we played all right. You know, we won some big, tough games, overtime games. Some of them maybe shouldn't have went to overtime, but we went there. We got it done. And Game 7, I thought we basically dominated that whole game. And that's, like we said, that's the most important game. We won the one that mattered most. And I thought we won it pretty handily. There was a few heart-pounding seconds there at the end. But for the most part, I thought we looked great.
Yeah, just speaking of the Game 7 alone, I mean, for the most part, the Red Wings had that game under control. Edom coming in and scoring that goal, to tie it at 1 was definitely a big blow. But I think the way the Red Wings responded and just really kept skating, kept playing their game, kept skating hard, that was just a testament to their maturity, I guess, which is really weird considering for a while there that was the one thing we thought was a weakness. And for them to end the way they did, Zetterberg taking an unfortunate penalty trying to make a play, them scoring the power play goal, you know, that was it. They never got close enough to score that tying goal at the end.
Yeah, he even said after the game it was just the end of a long shift and he was tired and he was kicking himself a little for it. But like you said, they played a full 60, and even after that penalty, they really played hard. And after that penalty and after that power play goal that brought the Ducks within 1, we still spent a fair amount of time in their zone. They could not get their goalie off. They couldn't get Hiller off the ice because we were down there so much that it was really only at the very end that we were facing a 6-on-5, like the last minute or something, I believe it was.
I don't think it was a minute. If I remember right, they didn't even get it down there until it was about 40 seconds left. But even then, everything was the outside. And, you know, that was the one thing. Apart from a couple chances and the small breakdown in Game 6 that forced the game to overtime, most of the Ducks' chances in the last few games were all the outside. You know, even in the game where the Ducks won Game 5 in overtime, I mean, the Wings got better as the series went on. And I think one of the big things about the series was how everybody stepped up at different times. You know, when a couple guys would kind of cool off from being on a hot streak, somebody else would pick up the pace. And I think that's what really did it. It was balanced scoring, balanced attack, you know, and the whole team really played well for the most part. I'm sure we can pick a couple people out, but
yeah, I got a couple in mind. But yeah, you're right. Franzen stepped up early. You know, Abdelkader's playing great. Then he missed a couple games because of his suspension. Then Zetterberg stepped up there towards the end and scored some key goals, especially in Game 6. So, yeah, I think they did a pretty good job. You know, they did what they always do, really. I mean, what do they always do? We don't have a Sidney Crosby. We have a bunch of guys that score 20 goals and 15 goals. And you know, in some ways that's a good thing because anybody can step up on any day.
Yeah, you know, like I said, balanced attack, they really did that well. The defense, while patched together at times, held up when it counted. You know, Jimmy, for the most part, played really well, had a couple went by him that maybe shouldn't have, but for the most part was pretty solid. And I'd say from a team that was, left for dead for the last week of the season to come back and win a playoff round, winning a Game 7 on the road with as many newer players they have, I mean, that's... You know, that's nothing but good signs. No matter what happens the rest of this playoff, that was a big statement, and for them to not go quietly into the night was fantastic.
Yeah, don't quote me on it, but I believe that once DeKaiser went down and Lashoff got called up, he was our sixth player that was getting his first playoff experience in this first round. So, I mean, how's that for different? We're used to having guys like pushing 40 or over 40 for that matter, and this year we have 6 guys in this series that were getting their very first playoff games, and I can't I mean, really, I thought they all played pretty well. I can't really think of any massive chokes by these rooks. I thought they did all right. I mean, Lashoff, they played like they did in the regular season. So Smith, Quincy, they had some tough games, but they did in the regular season. Lashoff, he's a little raw, but he's a little raw in the playoffs. He didn't look any worse than he did during the regular season. And for Babcock, I think that's a known commodity, and that's important for him to know what he's getting, and nobody played under their level.
Yeah, no, everyone really did well. I mean, I think if you can really say anything about Babcock, for better or for worse, he stuck to his game plan. And, you know, I mean, maybe that we were calling for a couple of adjustments, but, you know, they won the series, so you really can't blame them too much. And, you know, hopefully they can just keep sticking with it and roll it right to the next series. I mean, you know, they got a hell of a lot of good experience winning around like that. And I'd like to go back to the Game 6 thing. You know, to fall apart like that in the end of the game with only a couple minutes left, and then, you know, and then they come back and actually still win the game. You know, I think that was another just testament to how this team's grown up and kind of fought through some adversity this year. For them to really just keep the pedal to the metal, you know, I mean, like I said, it just, it's a testament to what this group of guys can do. And, you know, the series as a whole was just great. You know, they kept fighting back, didn't really have a series lead until they won the thing.
Sure, yeah, I think you can look, like you say, you can look at that a couple ways. You can be pissed that it went to overtime, and I'm not going to jump on you if you do that, because that's a valid point. But like you said, it's real tough when you have a big lead and you try to coast to the end and you lose it, to then kick the level back up when all the momentum swung the other way and win it anyway. So you're definitely right about that, and that was a great, you know, great end of those games. We were 3-1 in overtime in this series, and that's something, actually, I didn't say anything to you before, but I wanted to ask you about that. If you look at these final scores here, Anaheim won the first game 3-1, which was really a 2-1 in an open, empty netter, if I remember right. Then Detroit won game 2, that's an OT win. Anaheim won game 3, 4-0, which was the baddest beating of the series by either team. Detroit won game 3 in overtime. Anaheim won 4 in overtime. Detroit won 5-6 in overtime. Anyway, is it a bad thing for Detroit that all of our wins up until the final game were in overtime? Does that mean that we stole the series, or does that mean that – what do you think? What's your take on that?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily call it stole the series. I mean, like we talked about prior to, and just to kind of cut in, sorry we didn't have a cast up last weekend in the middle of the series. That Z and I couldn't get our schedules
mostly my fault.
lined up. I'm going to blame Carl Quincy. I don't know about you.
Yeah, it's Carl Quincy, Tom Madrid, really.
No, but I really think, like what we're saying at the beginning, before the series, it was going to be tight. The Ducks are a team that are kind of built to slow Detroit down. And, you know, Detroit playing with a lot of inexperience, you really didn't start to see it the last couple games. You know, Detroit used their speed, used their scoring ability. And, you know, realistically, if it wasn't for just a couple dumb gaffes that, you know, it is what it is, they could have won the last two games, you know, by 2-3 goals. So I think it was just a product of a young team, young inexperienced team playing against a strong, you know, strong set of forwards like the Ducks have. And really, you know, Jonas Hiller was the story. I mean, if you want to put a number one star on the entire series for either team, you would be lying to yourself if you didn't at least consider Jonas Hiller. The guy stood on his head, kept him in that series right in the beginning, and really, I mean, they could have walked away. Other than the game two, or the one game there was a blowout, game 3 in Detroit, they could have won almost every single game that they lost.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, I don't want to talk too bad about Howard, because Howard made a lot of great saves, but I'm going to say it like this. If Howard was a goal for both teams, I think we win that series in 5. Like, Hiller really made some huge saves, and he had a higher save percentage than Jimmy. And it was just that the Wings just kept coming, and our puck possession that really, really won us that series. And the fact that we just would never give up no matter what was happening. You know, by the way that series was going, we should have lost game 7. It's just the rhythm of the series. And we didn't listen to it at all. We were just ready to go, and we were playing hard. And Hiller was just a beast. I cannot believe that guy. I have nothing bad to say about the Ducks. They really played a hell of a series, but I will say this, that I think next year, if we're in the playoffs next year in the exact same position, we'll destroy the Ducks, because these young guys are just getting better and better.
Yeah, and I don't want to take too much away from the Ducks, but there were a lot of games where Bruce Boudreau, I kept reading quotes and listening to his press conferences. He basically kept saying there was a lot of players that he called them passengers. You know, everyone was waiting for something to happen. You know, Solani, you know, we were talking about in the beginning of the series him being on fire. He cooled off. Getzlaf didn't do too bad. Corey Perry obviously was a scapegoat for the Ducks at this point.
Well, you could say that's the story of the series a bit too, right?
Oh,
It's like
absolutely.
if Perry put up anything like Getzlaf's numbers, maybe the Ducks win it in 5 or 6.
You
So
know,
that's, no, it's tough. He had, I, again, don't quote me, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I believe he took 24 shots that, and he was completely stonewalled, didn't score a goal in the series.
yeah, exactly. 24 shots, 0 goals. You know, and I think the other thing we can definitely look at though is, you know, number one, Hiller had to be that good, whereas Howard didn't. I'm not taking anything away, but speaking of taking things away, the one thing I don't, maybe not a complaint, but, you know, and maybe it's just the fact that the Anaheim had such a good season, and then for them to lose in the first round is a lot of the news articles are talking about, you know, really what the Ducks did wrong to lose it as opposed to what the Wings did to win. And I guess this comes with the territory, but,
Like the Ducks lost it. I just think it was a tough series. It was a hard-fought series, and you know what? Sometimes it's about matchups, and we matched up against the number 7 seed great, where maybe the number 6 or the number 5 seed beats us. Sometimes it's just about matchups, and seeds don't necessarily mean anything.
Exactly. Well, and I mean, and that, and realistically, and again, not to really take anything away from the Ducks, but I really didn't think they were going to go very far. A lot of people thought that they were going to be, you know, just rock solid and go all the way through. But, you know, looking at everything, the Ducks, they got to inflate their record on the Pacific Division, which wasn't all that great to begin with.
Sure.
You know,
Yeah,
and
exactly.
you know, but then they did play excellent at times. I mean, there was a couple times where really a lot of people thought that the Ducks were the only team that could take the Hawks. And in fact, one of the guys I skate with is a big Hawks fan. He was rooting for Detroit because he said he doesn't want the Hawks to have to play Anaheim. But you know, it is what it is. It was a good series. It was close, like I thought it was going to be. Every game was close, not only the one blowout. You know, and really Hiller was the reason for that. And you know, the Wings came out on top. So, you know, I'll overall I'd say it was valuable experience, and it was nice to see the guys respond in a game 7 on the road like that, especially the kids.
Yeah, like you said, I don't want to harp on it too much. We all saw the series. We know what happened. It was just a great series. Even if you're not a Hawks fan, or I'm sorry, even if you're not a Wings fan, even if you're not a Ducks fan, that's just a great series to watch, and you can't beat that. There's a lot of Game 7 series here in the first round, and everybody likes that. Everybody likes a Game 7, no matter who's playing. And I thought we played strong. They played strong, and I don't really want to take anything away from them. I think they did good. I think Boudreau coached a little scared, especially if you do pay attention to some of the stuff he said in press conferences. And I'll tell you what, I was a little nervous going into game 7. And then it was like maybe 6, 7, 10 minutes into the first, they had a little, it must have been 10 at the 10 minute into the first break, they had a little interview with Babcock on NBC. And they were like, "Oh, you love game 7s, blah, blah, blah. You've been in so many." And he just started laughing and smiling. And after that, I was never worried again.
I didn't, you know what? Actually, I didn't even see. That's pretty funny. But,
No, I'd never seen him smile. He started smiling, was not worried after that till the very end.
well, speaking of the series and not wanting to harp, we talked about maybe picking the wing for the series, and I'm gonna say, I'll say this. I think everybody, for the most part, well, mostly everyone played well. Everyone had, I think the one thing you can credit the Wings for was they, if like I said earlier, if someone cooled down, someone recovered their spot, or recovered or for them, and everything just kind of gelled. It was like everyone was coming in waves. But the one person that I was really impressed with was Justin Advocator, and the reason mainly is, you know, he was playing intense, playing with his heart out, making plays, scoring points, and then he got that suspension and came back and right away started scoring again. And, you know, I mean, last night's shorthanded goal was nuts. I mean, the goal he scored when he came back was great. And that's the thing. I mean, he came back, you know, came back and didn't miss a beat. He just kept playing. And I think that's really a testament to, I've seen a lot of people get suspensions in the past, and all of a sudden they play with a tentativeness almost, and he didn't. He just came right out and said, "This is my game, like it or not, this is what you're going to get."
Yeah, I agree exactly. You come back, you're afraid, especially like a penalty like or a suspension like he took, where you come back and you're afraid to hit. And I don't think anybody can argue that Adler hitter's one of the top wings in the series. And just for the sake of taking somebody else, I'm going to go ahead and take Zetterberg, who led the Wings with points in 8 in that first round. You know, he had 3 goals and 5 assists. He was a +3. I thought he played a real strong series all the way through, and even when he wasn't scoring, you know, him and Datsyuk both are great, where they're always back checking, they're always playing great defense. So even when he's not getting points on the board, he's just an X factor. He's out there doing great stuff, and then towards the end, game 6, he won game 6 for us, you know. And then game 7, he was right there too. He scored a goal. So I think Zetterberg had a real strong series. I think everybody had a strong series. If I'm going to point any fingers, it's going to be our old friends Quincy and Smith. But I mean Smith, I thought, did good on the offensive end. Quincy got better as the series went on. So even those guys, you know, well, they're maybe not our favorites, but I mean, I think they're trying. I think they're getting better, and hopefully they can sort their problems out here in the next round, because we're going to need them to play well against the Hawks.
Yeah, definitely. And I'd like to point out a couple other people that I thought had a hell of a series. Nyquist early. I mean, he pretty much, well, he won the second game in overtime and made the game 4 overtime goal happen. Bruner, I'd like to give a little bit of kudos to. I mean, that shorthanded turnover he gave Getzlaff was about as ugly as you'll ever see. And for him to come back and score an overtime goal in the next game, a little bit of redemption. And really, there was a couple games, and game 6 in particular, man, any time he got the puck, he was shooting. And they weren't crap shots. He was actually making smart, productive plays, you know. And I thought it's big by him to actually come out there. And in fact, I guess the Ducks announcers at one point during a game 5 were pretty much saying that the Ducks need to go out of their way to hit him, because he was having too much fun taking shots and making plays. And you know, when we got the other people saying stuff like that, you know you're doing something right. So I like Zetterbeard, you said, it was, you know, everyone for the, you know, a couple other players had some more glaring mistakes than others, but I think almost everyone played a real, real solid series. One more person, Cole Yakubu, I thought had a quietly strong defensive game, if that's, I guess that's the best way to put it. I mean, he wasn't really noticeable, but that's a good thing when you're a stay-at-home defenseman.
Right, how about Cleary? Cleary really gutted out this series. He got the crap kicked out of him, and he really hung tight. And he had kind of a tough overall season, and he's really come on quick, and he's played this kind of hockey we expect from him, and we don't expect him to be Datsyuk. We just expect him to be in there gritting it out, digging for pucks and making passes and making plays, and I thought he did. And same goes for Samuelson and Bertuzzi, who I wouldn't even thought were going to play in this series. And you know what? They came in, they played very solid games. Samuelson had a goal, I think maybe an assist. You know, I don't think Bertuzzi got any points, but he's out there making stuff happen. He's really working hard, and those guys looked a lot better than I expected them to.
Yeah, well, the whole team looked really, really well, and it was a hell of a first round win. So speaking of the first round, you know, we got a couple other game sevens in the East right now. The Islanders did a hell of a job against the Penguins. I really thought they were going to pull that out. Really, the only series that was open and shut was San Jose, you know, sweeping Anaheim or sweeping Vancouver.
That was a sweep, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, only sweep of the first round.
Yeah, otherwise it's been a pretty good first round. Yeah.
Yeah, they set their record. They've tied their record for the amount of overtime games in the first round. So if any one of these other games goes to OT, they broke the record for the amount of first round overtime. So that's pretty crazy.
I think I read that the Wings had more overtime wins in this series than ever in their history, which is pretty amazing if you look back at how long the Wings have been around.
Yeah. Well, also I'm a little shocked at how bad they were in overtime this year, and they ended up winning 3 out of the 4 OT games they went to.
Well, you know what the difference is there? No shootouts in the playoffs.
This is true. This is true. I mean, you know, I got to hand it to him. But, yeah, I mean, otherwise the first round, it's been pretty entertaining. I usually watch a lot of the hockey during the playoffs. This season I haven't too much till lately, so I haven't really caught enough to really comment on everything. But, you know, I kind of feel bad for Minnesota. They had to go down to their third-string goaltender. The Islanders, I really feel bad for them because they're going to be dangerous come the future. They're just going to get better and better. And I really hope Tavares wins the MVP. And, I don't know. I really don't know. Unfortunately, watching the games I have, I don't really know if anyone's going to be able to knock Pittsburgh off, and that's upsetting. Maybe Ottawa. Ottawa looked good at times, but I don't know if I can see, Toronto, Boston, New York, or Washington knocking them up. But that's the East, and we don't have to worry about that for the while. Otherwise, in the West, I mean, it's I think it's going to be a little more wide open.
Yeah, I'd say that's kind of what makes hockey so great. I think a lot of times in other sports, like look at the NBA right now.
Do I have
I
to?
hate to rip on you if you like the NBA, but I don't even get it. It's like, oh, look at that. Oh, it's the Heat beating everybody, never losing games. It's like, that's not, for me, that's not fun to watch. Oh, LeBron James scored 40 points again. Like, I don't care. Like, that's not fun. But what's fun is teams that have no business winning, sneaking into the playoffs and knocking guys off and surprising the world. That's great. And that's what you want in sports. You want that parity. And I think the NFL's been great about it. And I think the NHL's pretty good about it too. Certain teams, yeah, I mean, look at the Blue Jackets, right? The Blue Jackets are always bottom of the basement, but they almost made the playoffs this year. It was close, you know. So I mean, certain teams struggle, but for the most part, if your organization isn't just terrible, you have a shot at the playoffs, and once you're in the playoffs, anything can happen. Low seeds win the Stanley Cup, that happens. You know, teams upset each other all the time.
Yeah, well, I mean, and look at the, I mean, hell, a perfect example is look at the Kings from last year. I mean, they went from an eighth seed to the Stanley Cup. It's once you get in, I mean, it's a little overstated, but once you're in, things change.
It catch fire at the right time, and it's all over for everybody else. It could happen with any team.
Ride a hot goaltender all the way. There have been a couple teams that knocked the wings off doing just that and getting to the finals, so. But speaking
Yeah,
of,
who would have thought that going into this season that this Wings team would be better than last season's Wings team? I would have never thought it, but you know what? I think they are.
I thought that last night actually, and I really just think it's just I think it's the infusion of new talent that's really helped them, and the thing that was the bane to a point is starting to pay dividends and a hell of a lot earlier than everybody thought. So I hope they just keep the train rolling. Oh, Pierre Maguire's on TV. God, I feel dumb, and the damn thing's on mute.
I don't even have to hear him talking to feel
I'm
dumb.
telling
His
you.
IQ is lowering. So, what do you think here heading into the next round? We're facing off against the Hawks. We've lost something like 7 or 8 in a row. Do you think we even have a chance?
I think the Red Wings do have a chance. I will say it's going to be an extremely tough matchup, and here's why. I think the exact reason why we're good. We had a good chance against the Ducks is what might kill us a little bit in this is the Blackhawks and the Red Wings played the exact same style. The difference is, obviously because the Blackhawks were modeled after the Hawks. The difference is the Hawks might now right be a little bit better at it just because they've got a lot more team chemistry. They've got, I don't want to say more talent, but more experienced talent. They've got a solid defensive core. I mean, basically, they've got our version of Lidstrom, Rafalski, and Stewart and Seabrook, Keith, and Oduya back there. And, it's going to be tough. I mean, I'm not going to say the Wings don't have a chance, but they definitely have their work cut out for them. They can't have the defensive gaffes that they did in the last round against the Ducks because the Hawks are going to make them pay. But that being said, I think, the Wings have a chance at stealing one of these games with the Hawks being, off since last Thursday, having almost a week off. Sometimes that rest turns into rust. And if they can come in and split the games in Chicago, there's a definite chance they can do something. That being said, my personal opinion, whether or not anybody will agree with me, is I think right now the Red Wings are playing with some house money. We went from, hey, there's no way in hell they're going to make the playoffs to, I don't even want to say stole a first round. We won a first round series with a bunch of new kids. And you know what? Let them just go out there and get their experience. And I don't want to say they can't win. I don't want to even sound negative. But if the Hawks, the best team in the NHL right now, points wise, were to come out and beat the Red Wings, I wouldn't be that upset about it. I mean, it would suck to lose, but they're getting what they need to get right now, and they're going to take whatever they learn out of this series or this playoff run, whenever it does come to an end, be it now or in June, lifting the cup, and they're going to use that experience and be good for the next you watch 5, 6, 7 years. But yeah, I think they got a pretty good shot at this. It just depends on, you know, how many mistakes they make.
Yeah, you know, I will say, looking at the rosters here, I will say that the Hawks, I think the Hawks have more talent than the Wings. I think that with the same rosters in a year, maybe, and definitely two, if the rosters stay more or less the same, the Wings have better talent. I think that guys like Anderson and Nyquist has been a shocker to me. DeKaiser, nobody saw it. I mean, everybody knew DeKaiser was going to be a great prospect, but nobody saw how great he was going to become, and I don't think, even Babcock. And it's like, I will say, I think the Hawks have a better team now. I really do. But it doesn't mean that we can't win. I think, like you said, it's key that we win the first or second game. We have to knock off that winning streak early. We can't keep those numbers racking up. At some point, we got to beat them. And once we beat them once, then we can beat them again. And once we break the seal, once it happens, there's no reason it can't happen again. And, you know, it'll be the same thing it always is. How's Datsyuk doing? What's Franzen up to? You know, can we make it happen? And you know, is Nyquist getting goals? Because he sure can. That guy might be the best wing in 3 years. It wouldn't surprise me a bit. So I think we have a shot. Our defense is going to be tough. Kindle, Lashoff, Quincy, and Smith all had some trouble in the last series. And like you say, if we have too many turnovers, I think the Hawks are more likely to put them in the back of the net than the Ducks were. So I think we'll have to tighten that up. And if we can do that and Howard plays at the same level he's playing now or at a better level, and he can play better than he has, which isn't saying he has played bad. He's played all right, but he can be lights out if he catches fire. We could definitely win this series.
Yeah, I'll say two things about this. Number one, yeah, the Hawks have a winning streak against the Red Wings, but I think that you know, if they, like you said, if they can come out and steal. I had a thought, and I just mind blanked it. And I'm not even drinking.
I'm drinking. I'm not gonna lie.
You know, I think this is an opportunity. My second point, because I forgot the first, is I think this is a perfect opportunity for Jimmy Howard to steal a series. I believe it. And I know what my first point was. You know, the rest of the games throughout the year, one of them was an OT loss, two of them were shootout losses, and then there was the one blowout. But three of the four games, you know, were OT or, you know, were tied going into regulation. Detroit's obviously had a good record in overtime this season so far. You know, there's no shootout to save anybody. So, you know,
that's key for us. There's no shootout because we're not a great shootout team, and it's not because of Howard. It's because we don't have really top-notch scorers. You know, we have guys that play better 4-on-4 in the OT period than they do in the shootout. And the fact that there's no shootout in the playoffs will 100% benefit us compared to the Blackhawks. Blackhawks are a shootout-winning type team.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Blackhawks are just a good team. Don't get me wrong, but no, I think that this is a perfect example for Jimmy Howard to steal a series. And I don't want to say quiet as doubters, but I'm sure that, you know, I know there's people out there that even put on the feed about you know, maybe him not being as good or yada yada yada. You know, and he's a good goaltender, but I really think he can take this and take his chance to steal one. You know,
he had some tough goals get by in this series, but for the most part, I'd say he robbed quite a few more goals than he let easy ones go by. There was a lot of weird deflections. There was more than one short side top shelf goals. I mean, as a goaltender, that's just kryptonite. You're playing the numbers. You're trying to cut down the most likely shot, and if you get a really skilled shooter in there that can really put it right where they want, then there's nothing you can do. You know, more times than not, they're going to score on you. So it's just about playing the numbers, and I thought he did great. You know, I thought he did fine. We've seen him steal many games, and I don't know that we've ever seen him steal a series, but I think he definitely can. He's a fiery young guy, and if he channels that energy right and doesn't get frustrated, I think he could really be the X factor in the series. He could really be the one that we're talking about, you know, a week or two from now.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they've got the talent, they've got the ability. You know, it's You know, but like, it's just going to be one of those, can they handle it? Can they handle the pressure of it? Because the Hawks are – I think the Hawks will have some rust, but I also think they're going to come at Detroit. I think this is their statement series in a weird sort of way, especially seeing how they dispatched Anaheim. So, you know, I got a feeling that after the first 10 minutes of the first period, Chicago's going to come. And it's just a matter of who can keep the intensity up and who makes the least amount of mistakes. And
that's, well, let's not kid ourselves either. Like the Hawks are – Hawks are not worried. Like, the Hawks have had our number for at least two seasons now. They're not worried a bit.
You never know. I mean, I don't think worry. I don't think anybody's worried at this stage. I think it's you know, I mean, you got to look at it this way: the Wings, to a point, got nothing to lose, and all the pressure's on the Hawks. You know, they're the presidents.
I mean, that's the thing. Maybe them being not worried can work to our advantage. Maybe we catch them sleeping, and we really capitalize on it. You know,
well, maybe
we still two out of the first three, and the whole series has gone a different direction than anybody expects.
Yeah. Maybe they should be worried.
You never know. There's a lot of talent on this team. There's a lot of guys that are, you know, it's hard to tell the future, but there's a lot of guys that are close to elite on this. Like, I really think Nyquist could do it. I really think Anderson's shown flashes. There's a lot of guys that really could be great coming up, and you know, at some point, if they're going to be, and maybe that happens now. You just don't know until you see. Filippo has really been kind of missing in action, but he scored the game-winning goal, series-winning goal, like you said earlier. He scored the series-winning goal last night, and if he catches fire, you know, that when Filippo's hot, he's every bit as good as, say, Zetterberg. He's just not hot as often.
Or ever. Well,
You know, he had a good season last season. So, I mean, you know he can do it. You know it's there. And it's just going to be, does he do it?
It's just a matter of actually doing it. But,
you know, who knows why, you know. You know, you get hot, you get cold. People play it. People learn what you're going to do. And maybe they anticipate. But it's there, you know, and that's the thing. And I think it's there for Nyquist. It's obviously there for Datsyuk and Zetterberg. It's obviously there for Franzen. Bruner's got it. You know, there's a lot of guys on our team that can be really top-level NHL-type players, and it's just going to be, when do they come out? Is it, if it's in this series, great. You know, if we knock off the Blackhawks, we might become favored in the West.
Yeah, I don't think you'd have a doubt calling them the favorite in the West if the Wings were to knock off the Hawks, you know. But I still think everyone's gonna. A lot of people will probably just say, "Oh, well, that means that the Penguins have their road mapped out for them." But we'll see. I'm not gonna get too worried about that. I like to, as a fan, focus on this series, and you know, it's gonna unfortunately be a little game by game, and you know, who knows? I mean, it's. I'd like to see what the first game is going to bring, because I think you're right. I think they're definitely going to go at each other, and I think the Hawks are going to be out to prove something. Whether or not that happens or not will be, is meant to be seen. But I think they're going to, like I said, give the first 10 minutes of the game, you know, passed, and then they're going to go. It's going to be good hockey. It's going to be a fun series. No matter who wins, it's going to be real fast paced. That's the kind of hockey I prefer. Not going to be the slowdown crap. It's going to be end-to-end, north-south, fast hockey.
You know, now that we're getting young, it's almost better for us, too. I think we play better fast.
Oh, yeah.
And that didn't used to be the case. We used to be all about slow cycling and waiting and capitalizing. But now I think that we can be a really good fast-break team, and we can really do some of that kind of stuff. And, I mean, I could be wrong, but I really think I like the Hawks better than the Pens. I think the Hawks are a better team than the Pens. And I think if we can beat the Hawks, then there's no one we can't beat. I think they are the team to beat in this playoffs. And if nobody beats – I mean, if we don't beat them, I don't know. I think that there's a very good chance they're going to win the Stanley Cup. So if we knock them off and it goes like probably Bettman wants it and it becomes a Pens and Hawks series, I think that the Hawks win. I think the Hawks win easy. I don't think the Pens have it. I think the Hawks have I think they've just played together. I think they're a good. They've been the same team. There's been a lot of key guys there in place, and I think that I just don't know. I don't trust the Pens. Crosby's always hurt. Malkin's here and there, and sometimes gone. I don't see it. I think the Hawks have it. If the Wings can't beat them, I think they beat everyone.
Well, yeah. I think that'll be the fun of dealing with this for the next you know, next couple months on how things go. But you know, personally, I hope we get to talk about who the Wings get to face in the conference finals, and they won't get their dream matchup. Actually, I'm rooting for Toronto Detroit. Let's get that original six matchup going.
I do like Toronto. I love original six. Original six is always where it's at.
Well, as we're kind of drawing near the end here, are we gonna put a poll up for anybody, or you wanna? Are we just gonna kind of leave it to open discussion this week?
Yeah, we'll do either a question of how do you think the series is gonna go, who wins, and how many games, or maybe we'll do a poll, something to that effect. I think that's fun for people to see what everybody's thinking. I know the Hawks have really had our number, but you know, the Wings played a good series and they closed out the season really strong, so. You can't count them out.
Maybe we can do a poll on how bad your playoff beard's itching.
Mine's beyond itch. How's yours doing?
Mine's getting there. It's getting there. I've been having to put a little conditioner in there lately, but I think it's gotten past the itch phase. Just got to keep it a little bit trim around the mouth, and we're good to go.
Yeah, I'm going to tell everyone. I trim my neck a little. I hope that's not cheating. If it is, you people let me know, and I'll let it go, but I'm hoping it's okay.
Yeah, listen, I got to be honest with you. Neck beards, no. If Zetterberg doesn't have a neck beard, neither should you.
If the Wings get swept, then I'll shave off my beard and only keep the neck.
You do like the Abe Lincoln thing.
I'll upload a picture.
All righty, well.
About it for us, huh?
Yeah, it sounds like it. It's been a, you know, it's been kind of sucked having a week off, but, you know, I'm freaking. Carl Quincy and Thomas Brendan Smith Madrid. I'm blaming them still.
Yeah.
So let's just hope we'll have some good news to talk about this weekend with hopefully a Red Wings series lead. Game one is Wednesday night. So
all right, everybody. We'll see you then.
Yep. Mike Saloom. This is Zetterbeard. Zetter Cult. Have a good week and let's go Red Wings.